Anger management. Of all the human emotions, the most destructive is anger. It tears apart human relationships, shatters the harmony of the environment, and has the potential to destabilize whole communities. Therefore, it must be recognized as one of the greatest negative forces in society and be kept under strict control. Alas, it is an emotion that affects all human beings at some time or another, and keeping it under tight rein is often a matter of the greatest difficulty. Fury can be so blinding that it causes a person to forget all norms of human decency, to the point of wishing to humiliate, injure, or even kill an opponent. He descends to using vile, harsh language, and even comes to blows, all in an attempt to beat his opponent either verbally or physically. His anger does not allow him to see that in so doing he degrades himself as much as the object of his rage. And it is not just the weak, the egoistic, or the ill-natured who fall prey to such baneful impulses, but even the most morally upright and socially irreproachable members of the community become a victim of anger. Anger gives a momentary illusion of strength, but in reality, it weakens, degrades, and destroys. An otherwise excellent character is seriously marred by fits of rage, for that is what causes a man to forget all his moral precepts and throw his principles to the winds. It was not without good reason that the Prophet Muhammad said, "A strong man is not one who overwhelms his opponent. A strong man is one who controls himself when he becomes angry." Here is yet another piece of advice that the Prophet gave to his companions. When one of you becomes angry, he should keep quiet. This is the master key to keeping one's anger in check. Fear of God and a human being is the supreme factor that can prevent an irate person from going beyond the bounds of decency. When awareness of God's greatness is truly lodged in an individual's heart, this enables him to rein himself and so that he does not stray beyond the. A true believer must cultivate the capacity to rise above negative sentiments in his dealings with people so that his relationships with them remain on a positive basis, limits laid down for him by the Almighty. His consciousness of the fact that God will call him to account for each one of his actions exercises a powerful restraint upon the anger surging within him. Such is the character of one who fears God, that when he is made angry by a human being, it is God who looms up before him, effectively quelling his anger. The Quran makes it clear that any such strong, adverse, emotional reaction such as anger does not befit the true believer, and instead cites as a mark of excellence the quality of forgivingness. The provision with God is better and more lasting for those who forgive when they are angry. 42:37. A true believer must cultivate the capacity to rise above negative sentiments in his dealings with people so that his relationships with them remain positive. When anger and bitterness well up inside him, he should not give vent to these feelings but should, instead, contain and suppress them within himself. He should live in the world in the way that the flowers do, giving off a sweet fragrance even to those who give nothing but abuse and remaining unruffled even in the face of violent attack. Mistake management. However upright one may be, one cannot help but err from time to time in one's dealings with one's fellow beings. There are bound to be occasions when one fails to give another his due or neglects some responsibility towards him. The Quran tells us that at such times, we should right the wrongs we have done by immediately doing good. If we lose no time in doing so, we can effectively cancel out any harmful consequences of our wrongdoing. To this end, the Prophet counseled, "Fear God, wherever you are, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed. In so doing, you will right whatever wrong you have done." This can take various forms. It can mean asking for forgiveness, praying for the one who has been wronged, giving him a present by way of making amends, speaking well of him to others, or generally acting as his well-wisher. The right path is that of adherence to a certain discipline in life according to which human beings should live as though bound by a contract made with God. Controlling one's speech. According to the Quran, paradise will be free of idle talk and sinful speech. There shall be no lying, no false accusations, and no denigration of others. In paradise, they shall not hear any idle talk, or any untruth. All this will be a recompense, a gift that will suffice them, from your Lord. 78:35-36. In a sublime garden, where they will hear no idle talk. 88:10-11. There will be the most sublime feeling of peace and goodwill, for there will be no ridicule, no abuse. In short, no remarks are even to the slightest degree inappropriate. My first introduction to the literature of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan was from the Spirit of Islam magazine. I remember that, when I first picked up a hard copy of SOI at a mosque, it was the introduction to the creation plan of God that caught my attention, and following that all the articles were very well organized. This has helped me in my spiritual path of discovering God, as almost all of the references that are used here are from the Quran and the sayings of the Prophet. The language used and examples given are of contemporary jargon that help me easily understand the topic being discussed. My favorite section of SOI is the Your Questions Answered, as it addresses the most basic and honest queries of the readers. This section interests me and gives me the knowledge to answer such questions when I interact with someone wanting to learn more about Islam. May God bless the editorial team of SOI for translating the best works of Maulana for English readers like myself, and God willing this journey continues well into the future. Imroz Ahmed, Bengaluru. Economic restraints prevented me from completing even primary education. Having no knowledge of English, I could only read Urdu. Early in the 80s, I was introduced to the Urdu al-Risala. I can say with certainty that al-Risala compensated me for my lack of education. Maulana's writing also inspired me to take up learning all over again. I learned English just to convince myself that I am a learner. Now, my reading includes the spirit of Islam. SOI inspires me to keep improving myself. I have come to realize the difference between the relevant and irrelevant. My community-based thinking is now replaced by universal thinking. I no longer think in terms of we and they. I think now in terms of we and we. The Quran has become a source of guidance and spiritual nourishment. The universe is the beautiful and awe-inspiring creation of God, and the study of this universe acts as the sure path toward the realization of God. This study of nature, due to lack of education, was unknown to me. SOI opened my eyes to such grandeur of God that was unimaginable to me before. Kali Mishik, Malagan. Living in a state of negativity is a kind of self-killing.